Hey, good morning. Are we ready to wake up today? Are we ready to meet with Jesus and claim all that he has for today? Because it's today again, and I'm here to encourage you today and to build you up in the Lord and in your most holy faith. So, it is Thursday, January the 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. How about we dive straight into consecration today? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, sometimes when I'm praying that closing bit, the Trinity, I just kind of feel like, enfolded, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's just like a ring of fire, I feel, comes down around us and holds us in his embrace. That's church, when the people of God are caught up together in the embrace of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's where we are right now, guys. All these various places we are. And yet we're in one place. We're in the throne room of heaven. We're here and we're there. He's there and he's here. That's the mystery of it all, on earth as it is in heaven. Well, we got some good work to do together this morning in this meeting. Jesus, he's been waiting on us. He's like, would this guy please stop talking so we can get to the Word of God? Here we go. Today's entry. It's not what you know. It's not who you know either. Proverbs chapter 29 today. Read the whole chapter. Our text, verses 25 and 26. Hear now the word of the Lord. Fear of man will prove to be a snare. But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that one gets justice. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. It's not what you know, it's who you know. We've all heard it, and most of us have said it. Relationships make the world go round. Today's text pushes the adage a bit further by suggesting it's not who you know, lowercase who, it's capital W, who you know. Many seek an audience with a ruler. We work our proverbial Rolodexes. If we could just get in front of thus and so, if we could just make our pitch to the CEO, if the billion-dollar foundation would just entertain our proposal, getting an audience with an important person seems like a silver bullet solution to solve our problems. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that one gets justice. There are our connections, and then there is our connection. Today's text seems to indicate that the latter is far more important to a favorable outcome than the former. Do we put our trust in our connections or in our connection? I've gone down the former path more times than I care to admit. In recent years, with the launch of Seedbed, I have found myself in need of significant amounts of capital. Seedbed is a ministry. It's a mission. Yet at the same time, it is a startup business, and startup businesses need healthy infusions of cash to develop a sustainable business model. On a number of occasions, I've pondered how I might get an audience with a particular, quote, ruler, aka an exceedingly wealthy entrepreneur in the area. The Holy Spirit often prompts me on such occasions to remember that the success of Seedbed's mission does not depend on me getting an audience with a ruler. Seedbed's success depends on the favor of the Lord. Sure, God makes provision through people, but He typically chooses people who trust in Him more than they trust in their own wealth. Fear of man will prove to be a snare. To the extent that we place our trust in people for our security and provision, we will inevitably succumb to what today's text calls the fear of man. I am beholden to the one on whom I am dependent. In other words, I will do whatever is necessary to please and appease this person in order to secure their provision. I will avoid doing anything that might offend them. This is how the fear of man works. This is not a relationship of love, but one of slavery. Sooner or later, this proves to be a snare. Alternatively, if I place my whole trust in God, I am able to overflow in gratitude toward those persons through whom God provides. Because I am not beholden to them, I am free to love them. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. In the end, wisdom teaches us life does not consist in our connections to people, but in our connection to God. Let's pray. Abba Father, I fear You alone, and that because You alone love me. Keep me in Your holy love that I might not fear people, but instead love them. Let my love show itself through unwavering trust in You. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our journal prompts today, where do you see the fear of man assert itself in your world of relationships? Do you tend to live more in the fear of men and women or the fear of God? How do you know? And how might I become more about my connection with God than trying to exploit my connections with other people? Those are some good ones. Fear of man. I'm sure you have too. I've witnessed it so much in like church and in God's work, mission and ministry, and my gosh, it's very discouraging to see that, to see how people just cater to and cower to money. And again, it takes us back to our word the other day. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Some trust in money. Some trust in donors. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Right? We don't want to, we love donors. We love people who give, but our trust is in God. And because people who give, guess what? Their trust is in God. And the most thing they want from you, they don't want you trusting in them. They want you trusting in God. That's what we're trying to do. Faith, friends, that's what we're going for here. So that was pretty straightforward and to the point. And I think I'm just going to leave it there today. Proverbs 29. Before we sing, I wanted to just put a final kind of invite while there's still time for our pastors. We are having a pastor's retreat. You know, once Jesus famously said, we're hearing it. We're hearing it. Many of you out there who are leading churches and ministries, you're hearing these words from Jesus where he says to his disciples, come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. And we've decided our new room events work, we're going to pull together a pastor's retreat. And it's going to be at Black Mountain, North Carolina, February 25, 6, and 7. And you can see all the information in the PS today. We'd love for you to meet us there. Rich Velotis is going to be there helping to lead us. He's a great pastor's pastor. And I'll just close out with that today. And I thought today I tried to get Dad over, but it's just gotten so cold, it's been hard to make it work. So you're stuck with me. I'm going to sing the next couple of days. I think this chorus that we've sung not in a while, but we're used to, turn your eyes upon Jesus. And and maybe we'll follow it with another chorus. We'll see what's there. Are you ready? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let's sing it again. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And I was thinking of this chorus from Keith Green. Let's try this one. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Let's sing that one again. And oh Lord, your beautiful, your face is all I seek. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace is all I need. Let's say, I think here's another verse. Oh Lord, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Replace the light of my first love that burns with holy fear. That's good today. Lord, we need you. You know how much we need you. And as we close out this morning, we want to make sure that you know how much we want you. So, hear our prayer, receive our faith, and meet us now on the field of today. We go in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, let's call it a wrap today. And for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt, and we'll see you on the field.